Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, 8:55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 50 years running show, and joining me on this beautiful Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there, and joining me today on the show is the one and only, you know him and I know him as the Free Trees.
Hello everyone, if anybody has their eardrums left after that, tune in for more.
If you can.
That's nice.
Say nothing to hear more.
And joining me, as per usual, the one and only, the golden sparrow.
Good morning, everyone. How is everyone?
Everyone's got to say Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day,
everyone, to all the beautiful mothers out there.
You're going to say Happy Mother's Day to your mum back in Belfast, mate?
Yep, absolutely. Happy Mother's Day, mum. I don't know how you put up with me this long, but yep.
Well, thank she lives on the other side of the country.
She moved a fair bit away to get away from me, didn't she?
The world, that's right.
They say a baker fucks up their first batch of scones, and you were first batch.
that is an absolute correct thing to say.
And joining us today, I think we've got a Roman reporter on the phone, Mr. McCam.
Hi, how are you, mate?
Good, my friend. So what's happening? You work in the civil space. What's happening in your area, mate, and what you look after?
Yeah, mate, I'm in the civil space in the west. West is best, they say.
Nothing good happens over the west coast.
I'll dispute that.
Actually, from West Belfast, so that's an old saying of mine. West is best. But, I've a couple of jobs, Geelong, up through Werribee, Melton, couple are Newport, the airport, and then sort of helping out in the north as well, out towards Yangying Road, Doreen. So a bit on in that side of the city.
A lot of money going into the infrastructure out the west, eh?
There is, mate. It's actually picking up. So a couple of these level crossing removal jobs going to probably finish this year, but obviously our friend Jacinta's released a few jobs and that, so hopefully I can slay the rats into these new projects coming up, and then Sunshine Hub will be a big one. Like that'll be one coming up probably towards the end of the year. So I'll take a lot of our members.
We've already got a bit of good. We've got a bit of a dispute going on that already, don't we? With the side allowance.
Side allowance, mate. Yeah. So it's at the disputes at the minute. So just enabling works with McConnell Doyle, Jet Fuel, and Hank relocation. So. They're at the minute just currently paying $4.35 settlements. So the dispute is they just want to class Sunshine Hub as sort of the one job. But obviously, as everybody can see in the media and all these all these politicians out there spruiking it. It's a stage one of MAR, which is Melbourne Airport Rail. So we're going to go for, obviously, settlements for the whole project. They want to divvy it up. But, yeah, it'll be up to the disputes to decide on that. But we all know it's stage one of Melbourne Airport Rail. I'm actually currently here at the minute about to do a walk, and the signage out the front of it says it, Melbourne Airport Rail, stage one. So,
well, that means pay the money.
I get over that one. Yeah, pay the money. Sparky's have it in there, EBA, 11:15. Previously, this job was running, and then it got stopped, I think, at the end of 23. And the boys were getting 10.35 settlements. So, obviously...
It's a big jump.
We don't want to go backwards.
The increases of the last few years with CPI, and it would have went up to about 11.15, so that's what we're pushing for.
Not bad. So,
it's only fair.
But, yeah.
What's the value of the whole job there?
The super hub, I think, is $4.4 billion, but our Melbourne Airport Rail is upwards of $13 billion.
It's Jesus.
Insane. And who's the builder doing that, or who are they looking at?
The hub is spread over five different builders, and then we've got Hollands in there, Ashiona, McConnell Doyle, a new Alliance going to be created. So we're waiting to see. I think last two on that, FCC, CPB. Preferably have the FCC in there.
Hollands, because they can deliver a job on time, can't they?
That's a $13 million job, billion-dollar job to 20.
So it's spread it all over a lot of the civil builders. You know what I mean? So we obviously have a few more friendlier builders than that. You know what I mean? But we got CPB in there. They'll probably try and play games. You know what I mean? So preferably we don't see them in there. But we never know.
We'll deal with whoever's there. Like per usual.
Yeah. Well, look, that's it. We get good reps on the job, you know what I mean? So,
CPB, it wouldn't be like them as a play up.
That job at Geelong's pretty big too, isn't it? That job at Geelong. That big one at Geelong? What's the big job down there?
Oh, yeah, the big one.
that big one.
The extremely large one.
We'll have to ask Corey about that one.
Big two-story Corey. We should just call him one-story Corey now, because he's lost so much weight, the big fucker.
Yes. He hasn't got any smarter.
He's obviously got Geelong sewn up, and he's chopping me out by them two. They're only duplications of road projects, so in my space, they haven't really got anything big in Geelong, you know what I mean? There's a big data centre coming up. I think that's probably what you're talking about. Yeah.
We'll have to get Corey in to give a little bit of report back on that there.
Yeah, we'll fact check that.
In between pints.
In between a few late beers.
And Carlton.
It's just going all right. Like I said, there's a bit of work coming up. A couple of jobs finishing. But currently at the minute, the boys, just a shout out to the orgs who've been chatting me out this week, and the safety boys. I'm a few dramas with Filthy Hogan, Fulton Hogan. Refusing to vote up the reps on a few of these jobs, and then we've got a 20-day ACO currently out on Hopkins Road, and they don't want representation.
They'd love nothing more than have no reps on the job during an ACO, wouldn't they?
Yeah, so we had even yesterday, like, you know what I mean, it was a rain event for all the projects in that vicinity, and they're saying they only accumulated an hour worth of rain. We didn't have a rep in the morning, you know what I mean? So we're there, obviously. They don't want a rep on shift, then the organizers will come and be the rep on shift. They're not enjoying seeing the boys there. So we're just working through our REOs, you know what I mean, and everything we're getting in under is coming to fruition, and they're having to rectify it, and then we move on. So, but yeah, it's probably in their best interest to put a rep on. We've got another 20-day echo coming up on another job for Fulton Hogan again. So let's hope they come to the party and come to their senses and realize, you know what I mean, if they don't want representation, and they'll get us boys there. So
it makes sense to have the rep there. It's voted up by the men. The members are happy. If the members are happy, the members are productive. It's very simple when it comes to that sort of space.
At the end of the day, it's just happening across our industry. We've got two shifts running. We have representation across both shifts. It's happening everywhere, you know what I mean? And it's been happening for years. So voting up reps, having representation. So it's nothing out of the norm. So, yeah. Obviously, you know what I mean, we're wounded at the minute, and they're trying to poke the bear a bit, but we'll just do everything as per the book, you know what I mean, and if they want to play games, well, we can play games too, so.
You're allowed to vote up a rep. The members are allowed to vote up who they want as representation of OH&S, and I suppose from their side of things, there's one way not to have any problems, just pretend they don't exist so no one brings them up.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it? I think if they just close their eyes and go under the bed sheets and log away, eh?
Yeah. Well, we're not the rain cloud, and we've got a committed bunch of lads that work in that civil space, and we're committed to the struggle.
The Everest comes calling.
Who's looking for blokes out in that space? If people are out of work, mate, who's like, there's work coming up. Who's sort of winning it in the subby side? And you know, who if you're looking for a crank, who would you be ringing?
Look, Corey. Obviously, you know, our space, which I ring Corey, a lot of these civil jobs are all in through labour hire, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, but we're obviously, we push direct employment, but with this sunshine, mate, obviously Hallens don't employ, but if we could get like an FCC in here or even McDowell, they'll be the ones we'll be looking at, you know what I mean, of obviously onboarding some of our girls and fellas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they'll be the ones for sunshine, you know what I mean? But yeah, unfortunately, in our space, because a lot of these don't direct employ, it's all through the labour hire. So
if you're looking for work, call Corey, and that number is... Just call the Geelong office and ask speak to Corey.
Yeah.
All right, any more questions for the brother?
Yeah. What's going to be the weekend, man? Celtic Rangers?
I just maybe a bit of a shout out to all the mothers out there. My ma's here at the minute. She's over my nephew's first birthday. So my ma's here. So happy Mother's Day to my ma. Happy Mother's Day to my darling wife. And happy Mother's Day to all the lovely ladies in our industry. So, I'll be looking after the four children while all them women get out on the piss. So,
doing the Lord's work.
I tell you what, I feel sorry for Mrs. Fagan. She won't be able to get a Mother's Day present.
Nah.
Oh, Mr. Fagan's lost the ute.
He parked. We had a toolbox and he parked in the wrong car park. Went out the
loading zone.
It was on the tow truck.
I'll have to give him a ring. I'll give him a lift home, will I?
Yeah, he's roaming around the city scratching his head.
That's a good excuse to say why he can't share a beer. Oh, sorry, left me walk my car and the car's gone in the back of the tow truck.
He was going to get Brucey to pick him up, but he said he'd rather walk.
I've got to say, the Dalai Lama says, if you run late to a job, toolbox meeting, and there's a park directly at the front and there's 400 people in the job and they haven't parked in that spot, there's a reason.
There's generally a reason.
More wise words from the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
So
OCC's finest.
OCC's finest. You know, I think he's going to get pulled in by his upper management. Bruce is going to pull him in and have a bit of a chat.
Bruce and Macca.
call him the Cray twins.
I tell you what, I feel sorry for that company because you wouldn't get a word in either way with them two blokes.
Consultation is what they all dread.
All right.
Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks, brother.
On your job, boy.
No worries. Have a good day, boys. All
right. On your mate.
Happy days. So this is a song for Mother's Day. You got to love it. Bit of Dear Mama.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me. But I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy. Because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you sweet.
Dear mama,
baby, place no one above you sweet.
You all appreciate it.
You know we love you.
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry.
cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging.
And that's for all the mums out there. What a cracking good song. Got to admit, I prefer Biggie.
Yeah, no, good song, good song.
Good song, so yeah. There's a few things. A couple of big announcements to make. License of trades, that's a massive win for our industry. You see in the state budget, the Labor government have put aside, I think it's $15 million or $18 million for licensing of trades. This is something our union, I know SECA was big on it. We've been blueing for licensing of trades probably the last 12 years, probably even longer.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And we've got all the bits and we've actually got all the stuff done, and we'll probably get Liam in next week to explain it. And, you know, we've set up the stuff for RPLing up and looking after people that have been in the trade for a long time. But it just goes to show, it takes 10 years to get somewhere where we've had all the stuff in place, but we had no funding for it. So hopefully, if they win the state election, we'll get the funding. So big chance they probably won't get state win the election, and we'll be fucked anyway. So.
But this was another one of the big hurdles that we had to jump, and got it up and didn't have the funding. So it's a good win and if it all
100% game changer for our industry.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And no one's going to get left behind, all the old carpenters and all that.
Opportunities to RPL up. If you're a bit, they'll do a test. If you're a bit short on something, you might have to go to a little short course or whatever in that particular thing. If it's plan reading or if it's such and whatever, and they recognise all the previous work you've done. And
but it is a massive win for the industry. Yeah,
and it's a good win for the whole state really, because you want to know who's building your house has a license to actually do that work, like a Sparky and a plumber. Especially when you see what's that Lebo bloke that goes around and does all the house inspection?
Oh, what is his name?
Some of the stuff he comes.
He's an animal. He's
grouse. Yeah.
He's
grouse. Did you see him on the LU Simons job? Yeah. And then he was and he was on that. Who's that guy?
Yeah, Adrian Portelli.
Who built that? ProBuild, wasn't it?
Multis built it, but it wasn't. It was the guys that come in to fit out.
Yeah, it was the guys that fit out.
Penthouse. They balls it right up.
Yeah, so.
He bought it right towards the end, and he sort of stopped a lot of the fit out happening. Then he brought in his own people to do the fit out, and they ripped
it's all gone
off.
It's all gone pressure.
I'm pretty sure he's still in the court.
Which he might have to pull out that.
Rightly so.
What's he got? A Grand Prix car in there, doesn't
he? He's got a McLaren in there. It's got no engine in it, though.
Yeah. He's got.
CFMU crew lifted that up, by the way.
Yeah.
Just bear that in mind.
Yep.
So the boys knocked the motor off, stripped the juice out of it.
Yeah,
I think they used soft links too.
Oh.
That would have been you, Frank, wouldn't it?
It definitely wasn't me. I knew the boys that did it. They're all top boys. They're all very good at their craft.
I don't think any of them work for Multiplex anymore.
So
license of trade. That's a massive thing for the industry. And then hope we get the bricklayers and all that.
Yeah, every follow suit.
Waterproofing. So pretty much anything with an apprenticeship should be licensed.
Should be licensed. Yep. And also we've had some changes with IncoLink, or they're coming in soon.
Yeah, IncoLink, there's some. The old method with IncoLink, remember you had to nominate to be in the genuine redundancy fund.
For the tax-free purposes.
Yep.
We're going back to that way because I think there was a tax ruling with Protect or something like that. And so
when it comes, we'll get more information.
I know IncoLink are coming to the stewards meeting next Thursday. Yes. So all the stewards, make sure you get along next Thursday to the stewards meeting. And they'll be explaining. And then we'll let you know next week on the show where we're at with that, because it's a major difference. Like if you're not in a genuine fund and you've got to pay tax on it, we're looking at, I think, what do you pay, 40% or 37 cents or something like that. Something like that. So that's a big one. Also, want to do a shout-out to Dave Kieran. Long-term, he was a BLF organiser, long-term unionist. You see him at the branch meetings every week. He's done a lot for this union. I think he's a big part of organising the scaffolders. He was a BLF organiser under Gallia, Norm. Some of the stuff, he's been a bit crook lately, so shout out to Dave. I know he's ran Union Solidarity. He's ran picket lines for the union. He's done a lot. He's done a great body of work for the trade union movement, and, shout out to him and his partner.
Well wishes.
Just on that too, we want to get into the EBA campaign. We've got EBA campaign coming up. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be issued the survey about the logger claims to the EBA. So fill out that survey. That survey will become our base of our logger claims. Questions in that survey will be, how do you want your RDOs? Do you want block RDOs or every second fortnight off? Or I think last time around, the members voted a mixture of both. So that becomes the basis of what we base our logger claims through our agreement.
Pay rises.
Do you want pay rises in your wages, or would you rather more money in your Inklink or Super? And, you know, we're a rank and file driven union, and this is you having your say. And the more people that fill out this survey, it gives us more of a mandate when we're negotiating with these builders to go, this is what our members wanted. So once we've done that survey, on the 28th of August, we are having a members' mass meeting to endorse the logger claims for our EBA. So we're going to endorse the logger claims, what we're going for. Then the negotiating committee will start negotiating with industry to get our EBA.
And then we come back and have another mass meeting to endorse the EBA. Once we're ready to roll, make sure you're all happy with it, and that's what we'll go with.
We'll negotiate for a Ferrari. They'll offer us a Datsun, and we'll get, or well, knowing some of them builders, like, you know.
You'll get a wheelbarrow.
Will we settle for a Raptor?
Negotiating with Ivan from IND, he'll want us to get a donkey. Donkey in a car, you know, please.
He'll pick you up in a bus.
Yeah. We'll be paying him to go to work.
Get a cart second hand.
Hopefully we get a forward Raptor at the end of it, and we'll be all happy.
That'd be gross.
So, because there's some major things we want to change. There's a lot of things we need to get back to as fundamental trade unions, like apprenticeship ratios, a lot about licensing a trade. We've got to, you know, they've got to pay for people to go get their tickets and renew their tickets, all that sort of stuff.
And it's the small things that you think about. Obviously, wages conditions are a big part of that there, but it's not just about the money. It's also, it's a lot about conditions too, especially I think this round it's going to be a lot about getting what we should have already had.
Yeah. Tightening up the inclement weather.
Yep.
Making sure there's reserve spots for senior members on the job and, you know, all that sort of stuff, injured workers, because like a lot of the light sort of jobs we used to do, like tying columns on the job, they're also, the steel fixers used to do that, the senior steel fixers. They're no longer the jobs that are done. They're done in precast yards and making the old chippies used to do all the stairs. And now they've got the stairmasters, so they don't sort of do it anymore. So trying to make it, you know, there's a home for everyone in a building site. We just got to work out where we slot them.
Everyone gets a fur whack.
And we don't want the boss putting his 23-year-old son in doing the best job. Doing the cream. That's never been the crack, and it shouldn't be the crack.
And when we talk about this license as a trade and all that there, you know, like that was a seed that was planted many years ago. Yep. And now people are bearing the fruits of that, you know what I mean, of that first plantation, you know what I mean?
And like inclement weather, like I know that crane clause that went in last time fucking absolutely dribble.
It's absolutely
even
rubbish.
The builders don't really want that.
Yeah. So
that's the most stupidest, confusing clause I've ever seen in my life.
But it must have served the purpose.
We've got to have the debate. And, you know, nothing, you know, they think we're a bit, you know, because we're a bit under attack at the moment because we're in administration.
A bit vulnerable.
Yeah, what they don't realise, and Nick McKenzie and all the media, Stephen Drill and all them, what they don't realise is, you know, you keep saying the union's bosses and all this sort of stuff. The union does have bosses, and the rank and file members. Right. They're the ones that drive our industry, and they're the ones you're going to be blooming with.
And we do our best work when we're under attack.
Exactly right.
100%.
They're accountable to their people, their shareholders. We're accountable to 36,000 of them who pay their union dues.
And they love us.
And Scallywags coming up?
Well, we got it to the funeral.
Sorry, yes. So just before we go, obviously, the funeral details of Solomon Tamiru.
Soul man.
It will be Monday the 11th of May at 11 a.m. at the Aborigines Advancement League. Burial to follow at the Wiruna Aboriginal Cemetery. And also, our condolences go out to Reuben Campbell and his wife Lisa, who tragically lost their daughter last week in a car accident in Echuca. So our thoughts and prayers go out to her from the Concrete Gang and everybody in the industry. There's a GoFundMe page up there if anybody wants to donate. So,
good cause, throw a buck in. Yeah. And obviously, you get down, the condolences at Solomon and his family. Funeral's on Monday tomorrow, so get in and, All right, we better go to Scallywags. We've got a few this week, don't we?
Yeah, we've got a few subbies price and work where they don't have the correct instrument to price work. You
isn't
know?
That a strange one, eh?
And undercutting people dramatically. So
that old race to the bottom mentality.
The double whammy, Icon and Simmel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lesson, please.
They're coming in on Tuesday, I think, to have a chat, see if we can tidy that up.
The Barney Rubble, they're the double there, mate.
And then they don't have the gear. They're trying to borrow the gear or rent the gear off the bloke they undercut.
Oh. And they want to use labour hire for the whole job.
Yeah.
They got no gear and no idea.
No idea.
Who would have thought it?
Oh, well. All the best to them.
Who else we
you
got?
Pittard's been playing up again.
Oh, not Pittard. Simon's
playing bloody up like Simon. A second-hand whipper-sipper. A few of our organizer's been out of multiple jobs this week. Obviously, with the bad rain this week, they didn't think it was acceptable to stop working in the rain. Thought they could just keep going in absolute torrential rain. Lightning strikes everything, and then we go to the job. Issues all over the joint, and they denied us entry. So, yeah, work safe were called, and that's the second time that they've done that. So that's all. There's an investigation has already started on them.
Both times they've done that, the whole job's gone home anyway.
Yeah. Makes no sense. They think they're clever in what they are, but yeah.
A little bit special. I heard...
A little bit special, that's correct.
I heard old Jackie, the big mouth from down in Tassie, has been having a bit of a crack at us.
Yeah, she had another go at us in Parliament the other week. Who knows what set her off. I was looking at the video and I thought it was an old one from like 2 years ago when she was actually... Because you've heard nothing since.
She has to just...
And she's just saying, we need to be in administration for 10 years, basically. She's just 10 years rambling on. And she brought up the report. I don't think she's seen Geoffrey Watson getting cross-examined the week before.
She's just still filthy. We didn't give her money for her last campaign. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Wasn't her son a member?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was. We helped get him a job, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we're all good then.
And helped him get himself right at one stage too.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
We don't play the man, but anyway.
Yeah.
Jerry Fagan, a bit of a...
He'd be the Sookie this week.
Sookie.
All right, who are we going with Sookies? We'll go on Australian Sookies.
All right.
I reckon Ockham will be Sookin.
Yeah, David Sookin pretty hard.
I reckon Fagan, he was Sookin pretty hard on the job.
He wasn't moping around.
He doesn't like putting his hands in his pocket.
Fagan for Sookie.
Sookie. And Scallywag, who are we going with?
Simmel or Pittard?
Pittard. On you, Simon.
All right, we better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight, you lose.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out for the town, and the rise of the factories fall. The company spies, and I don't get fooled by the factory rules, cause I always read between the lines, and I always get my way, if I strike for higher pay, when I show my card to the Scotland Yard, and this is what I say,
been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.